200,000 people converged on St. Peter's Square Sunday morning to greet Pope Benedict as he made his Sunday Angelus. They were reacting to the events last week, which caused the Vatican to cancel a scheduled appearance of Pope Benedict at Rome's La Sapienza University. A small minority of professors and groups of anti-clerical students threatened protests if he arrived.
Conosco bene questo ateneo, lo stimo, e sono affezionati agli studenti che lo frequentano.
Speaking to the crowds on Sunday, Pope Benedict had said that he had willingly accepted the invitation, knowing the university well. He said he respects La Sapienza and is fond of the students, and meets with them many times during special events at the Vatican. But he said an atmosphere was created which made his presence unadvisable, and that he had canceled the visit unwillingly. Since that decision was made, students, educators, politicians, and others from across Italy have been showing their solidarity with the Pope. Several carried signs last week saying that if the Pope cannot go to La Sapienza, La Sapienza will go to the Pope. On Sunday, they kept their promise. The prefect of the Congregation for Divine Worship, Cardinal Francis Arinzi, was also there, and he said last week's events show a lack of understanding of the Catholic Church's views on education.
The Catholic Church is for research, for the meeting between faith and reason. The earliest universities were begun by the Church, and also even the University of Sapienza was begun by Pope Urban VIII. So the Church is all in favor of research and reason and faith to meet, definitely. And that is to the good of mankind and to the good of universities and free speech.
His sentiments were echoed by several other people in the square.
University students are interested in listening to what the Pope has to say. And this interest, of course, as a Christian or just as a secular individual, is to see what it is that the Pope is trying to offer a university student like myself.
And what happened in the university is that he was negated his right to speak as a head of the church and also as a head of a state. So it's a harm that we experience in this society, because when one is negated the right to speak.
The Holy Father speaks the truth. He walks with the church, and he's the vicar of Christ. And this is a great testament of faith for the people of God to support the Holy Father.
Pope Benedict thanked the crowd many times for their show of solidarity and blessed them from his apartment window. I'm Charles Collins.
Assicurando il mio affetto e la mia preghiera. Grazie.